What I'm seeing is that stillness, the eye of the storm, be like the eye of the storm. Be the stillness in the chaos. Find the appropriate shelter, which is your own body, and just root and anchor there, and just let the energies fly around you as they may. And set a sphere that is sacred in your personal space of a golden light 3 feet out in every direction, and then a sphere in your home. This is what you have mastery over, control over, and this is what you also want to be calling on the higher divine forces to assist you with in this anchoring, this rooting, this enlightening, this clearing, this cleansing. This is what you have control over. One cannot have control over what others think, do, say, respond, how much or how little people connect with the media, what actions they do or don't take. But it's best in a way to wait this out, like you're waiting out a storm, rather than trying to go out into it any further, to use this as an opportunity to become quiet. So what you can do is you can say, I am choosing to become quiet, not because I'm being physically quarantined, socially controlled, but because I wish to be a port in the storm, a calm in the storm for myself and in my home. So doing the breathing every day to get to that calm, clear, centered space, because the reality is that all is well in your space. What's happening is people are projecting outward to almost experience illness within themselves, almost in a fearful kind of anticipation that actually facilitates and hastens ill health. And this is the great paradox and challenge that we're being given. It's a mind game. What version of the mind game do we want to be in? And we do this with humility, knowing that sometimes we or others we love might elect to have an experience of actual illness on a deeper soul level. But what we want to do is align your personality with your soul, your deeper, higher self, so to speak, and with your divine guides. So let's just have you see you as an inner core of energy within the center of your body. See it and feel it lining up with Mother Earth and the core of Mother Earth, and up with what we'll call the Great Central Sun, a sort of a so-called cosmic location. And feel that core of well-being as a radiant light of gold that has some pinkish indigos in it. And just feel that going from your inner core all the way to envelop your body and all the way out 3 feet out in every direction, still grounded into the center of the earth and up to the central sun. And do this little calisthenic daily, and as many times a day as you wish, to affirm that this is dissolving out anything from your space that you don't need or want, and it is aligning your soul's will with your personality's will, with divine will. It is truly a time for people to go inward, connect with their inner guidance, their inner navigation system, their intuition, into it, shun, okay? And And then the intuition is holographically already connected with the divine, but you can amplify that by just feeling the inner, that core of light in and now around your body, truly snapping up to the grid of Divine Mother Earth and Divine Mother Cosmos. Asking and affirming that all realities that you draw to yourself are in alignment with that, with your greater good, with divine love and wisdom. What this is showing us is the interface between disease and emotion and fear. Yeah. At the most radical level, it's a deconstruction of what disease is to begin with and how it actually happens in the body. Whereas people think that it's an outside force coming into the body, what it is an inside force attracting it to the body, almost like we once thought that eggs were fertilized by sperm attacking it or coming into it, but now they realize it's the egg inviting the sperm.
Wow.
So what I'm being shown is that it's getting down to a very radical version of illness and wellness, what disease is to begin with. If people want to go there and explore this, it's very radical, beyond what most people can deal with, handle, or be open to right now. But for those who are curious, this can be an exploration time. The best thing to do is to be quiet and do these explorations in quiet. Eventually, all of this will die down in one way or another. But it's almost like, really there's a scientific inner experimentation people could do about, how does disease really manifest in my body? How does virus really work with myself? What's really going on at any given moment if I get sick, if I manifest something, if a virus does make its way into my system, what is actually going on? This is where the true empowerment is. So as dark and dastardly as this is, there is that ultra superdimensional, five and beyond dimensional way of looking at this. And so these are steps of, we can either kind of be taken down into social control at this juncture, or we can move into a radical exploration of what opportunities these negative events can create in ourselves, with ourselves. And so, yes, being calm, being out of the public fray, going deeply into prayer and meditation every day, and healthful calling in of the golden light with that indigo and some white, a bit of brightness, star brightness and pink in it. As like your best pill to take every day, so to speak. And also your best pill to take is just, I am well. I am in the present moment. Because these things draw us out of a present moment timeline.
Yes.
Into potential futures. That's one of the occult things that happens, is it draws us individually and collectively into potential futures. So now the collective potential future is catastrophic, worldwide, you know, whatever is going on, the imagery, the imagery.
Yeah.
And so you have to test yourself and say, wow, am I really going to go there? This is no different than any day in your personal life where you're confronted with issues, challenges, emotions, situations, and it's, am I going to go there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of the healthcare stuff really has to do with fear now. And again, a need for an elevated understanding of what the dis-ease health interface is. People have been saying it for quite some time, but we're needing our interdimensional teachers to speak with us at this time on this one. I haven't been following a lot of what people are saying. Some, yes. I haven't been exploring any of that. It hasn't naturally come on the airwaves that I normally look at, like Facebook and so forth. So I've put out a few things about, you know, Mother Mary's call for inner peace and golden light and using the time, if you are choosing to stay at home, to go inwardly and do these healthful activities rather than zone out with media, movies and things like that, or getting into more of the fear-based media, scrutinizing endlessly to try to find, quote, the truth. This is a real big global expression of truth and reality. What is it? You know, what kind of truth do you want to be in? The fear truth or... Okay, so...
Yes.
And it can flip in an instant because, you know, people can sit with this and say, well, okay, but there is a virus and what if I'm exposed and this person's exposed and these people seem to have been exposed and these people seem to have it, and then that's where the fear grows like its own virus. Fear is its own virus, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And that's the parallel virus that's gotten unleashed with this so-called physical virus, biological virus. It's a parallel virus, an interdimensional fear virus. That's what people are being exposed to right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's they're working with fear at a very deep level. Phobos, who I've talked about before, the Greeks saw him and understood him to be a god, so to speak. And Deimos, dread.
Mm.
You know, these are beings that have reality that get used by the wizarding forces. They've always been used. They've been used in conventional warfare. Now they're being used in this subtle kind of warfare onto the human spirit. And really, even if you can't manage much of what's being said here, what you can do is get to the calm, clear, centered place every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or several times a day by deep breathing, sending your grounding trunk into the core of the earth, bringing golden light around you, calling on your major guides, connecting with your inner self of well-being. That's going to be your best inoculation every day.
Mm-hmm.
The illusions are playing very hard right now. Very hard. The challenges have ratcheted up, and it's always the life and death thing, and if not your own life, someone else's that you love, right? They keep ratcheting up the stakes.
Yes, yes.
Well for my child, well for my aging parents, you know, and so then that's how the fear grips and the control manages. because many of us have past lives remembering certain plagues and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't really know how far this one is going to go.
Yeah.
But again, staying calm within the calm, clear, centered space. Sine Roman said that thoughts are only real when they come from a calm, clear, centered space.
Huh.
Thoughts that don't come from that space are not real and therefore should not be taken as a measure of reality.
Hmm. Yes, no, I like that a lot. Yeah, that's an excellent barometer.
What you can do is have your masters and guides speak with the masters and guides of your loved ones. Ask them to please assist this person in a healthful energy, manifesting a healthful energy around them.
Yes.
And just visualizing the golden light around them, seeing them grounded. So turn those worry moments into those kinds of moments.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Going into calming meditation as much as possible for yourself. Breathing. Getting to that calm, clear, centered space of well-being where you are in the now. So let's just, you know, you may be already doing that, but let's just have you do that right now. Just breathing, feeling your grounding to below and above.
Yes, okay.
Feeling your masters around you. We're saying hello to Phobos, fear, honoring him. And Deimos, dread, his brother. And we are inviting them to be in right relationship with us so that we return them as guidance rather than suffocation, agitation, torment.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling Phobos and Deimos now settling within our field, back into guidance. Intuitional guidance where they tell us yes or no. And then that's it. And they're not consuming us all day long. For this too shall pass. And in a way, we're all being given the opportunity to just collectively get quiet and go into silence. What's happening is people are using that, frittering it away and just going into spin-outs.
Yeah.
So now the busyness is being put a stop to, and yet we are not going into the silence, which is where the quiet and the peace and the true answers would be. We're gnashing our teeth, biting our nails. So let's just go into the silence, the breathing, connecting with High Holy Sophia Wisdom, Mother Earth. And now this is where the subtle beings, the Fae, the She, we're inviting them in, the dragons, and they're saying, oh, oh yeah. The viruses are just genetically engineered dragons, just like they're doing with all of DNA. They've just used dragon energy and DNA to do all sorts of things around the universe. So, there is a very good video that David Todd is going to be putting out shortly for free, where he takes you through a successive series of images that start with the visuals that are in an amalgam that look almost like the viruses themselves, the chaotic energy. Wow. And they, through the series of visualization images, you get drawn more and more into harmonious patterning that brings you to the natural world and the redwood trees, the plants and the redwood trees. So you move from the chaotic, artificially created viral energies that are out of control and have gotten out of the grid of nature. Okay, so that's what the fairies are saying. They're saying, yeah, they use these viruses, they get out of the grid of nature, they put them out of the grid of nature, which is why they can then start eating away at the natural world in combination with the etheric fear level. Okay, so this is what's going on. So what they're saying is that, yeah, this thing of David Todd is going to really help people snap back into the natural grids, ease or flow back into the natural grids represented by nature.
Yes.
In the redwoods, the redwood protectors. He has created mandala images that settle things out. So yeah, he's right on with that. And what you can do is just for yourself to see, if you look in at the so-called virus and just sense the chaotic fire energy of it, like dragons and eels out of control, you know?
Yeah.
Like dragons and eels that are out of control. They've been spliced together through different types of viruses and just wizardly concocted. And so, just, okay, noticing that, but just getting it outside of your field, putting it into a bubble outside your field, all of that imagery, and sending it up to the great central sun. And meanwhile, seeing your own energy fields in and around your cells, your DNA, your the energy structures, subatomic, of the light in your body and around your body, just coming back into alignment with natural rhythms, natural geometries, natural subatomic configurations that work in harmony and connect back up with the harmonious, friendly grid of Mother Earth and the fairies, the she. I'm going to just look a little bit more about what the fairies might be saying here.
Yes.
Yes, people who have the instinct for, well, we should gather in outdoor nature are right. Because not even so much that, quote, there will be less germology all over the place, but more that you will be in connection with the harmonious energies of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that those who are concerned about natural issues, these viruses stay mostly on like man-made objects or human bodies, but they kind of dissipate in soil or, you know, you can just, anyway, so go back out in the well-being of nature. For those in the global north, the springtime will be coming. So just feeling the peace of the present moment, the peace of your breath. Knowing that these forces of fear are just ready, willing to grab you the minute you look at the media, the minute you start thinking about this topic. Some of us are having the reliving of the plague, the bubonic plague. But again, bear in mind that there were wizards working in labs with all of that alchemically and magically and so forth and so on. So it recalls other past lives of biblical plagues and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people's past life material is getting quite stimulated as well. They're saying worse than death is a life filled with fear.
Yes.
And that's something to consider. So yeah, there's something very corrective about Mother Nature herself, who's been blamed for this travesty when it's not her handiwork, it's wizardry. And then, so that people continue to fear Mother Nature and just like with ticks and the limes, other, you know, similar created plagues, created diseases to get us to fear nature and the fairies and so forth. So, but plant-based reality is still an untouched realm. Except for, you know, what they're doing with all the farming and everything, but raw plant-based reality is a zone of healing.
Yes.
Around this. So sitting in the raw wild places, breathing the air. And wanted to bring Mother Mary in here a bit. Well, let's see if the fairies would like to say more here. Breathe in peace, because there's the thought form of becoming afraid of even breathing.
Okay.
afraid of touching other people. You see all of the programs that are running in this, so people can consider, that's curious. On what level of reality is that trying to operate? So, social distancing at a time when people actually need to gather and say, what's going on? I was shown years and years ago that there would be public gatherings where people would be vociferously speaking about, out of complete terror and fear, something that was going on. And that I was meant to say, okay, I'm going to be sitting over here generating the energy of love. If anybody would like to join me, you're welcome to. And then noticing how that could shift a gathering based in fear. So Mother Mary is saying that a major answer to this is love.
Yes.
Now, because this is also being used in ways to divide people about the reasons for it, how it's being handled, whether it's dangerous, whether it isn't dangerous, and now people are at each other's throats arguing about all that.
Yes.
And so there's, you see how that program is on the etheric with these, with this virus as well, right? They've really done a very masterful job on the astral planes with this one, these wizards. And so what she's saying is just stay in love. Just stay in love. Love for yourself. Love for your body. Trust for your body. Love for one another. So this is quite a profound moment of opportunity. And it's going to be natural that people, even deeply spiritual people, are going to be going in and out, back and forth. One reality, the other reality. The fear-based three-dimensional reality, the higher level reality. And then all sorts of arguments are going to be going back and forth. Somebody, you know, posted a disrespectful comment, disparaging of what I had said about what Mother Mary came in with. And so that level of fighting, of infighting, with people who probably ultimately agree on things, you know. But it's these stress points just are nodes for just chaotic eruption.
Yes.
So beware the chaotic eruption. And just know that a very high-level master would be able to go through a ward of people with so-called this virus unscathed. And so what you're being asked, let's just see Mother Mary doing that right now. A walking human woman. And all the great ones who've worked with lepers. And, you know, Mama who hugs lepers.
Yes.
Those masters who suck the pus out of the lepers' things, right? So what you're being shown is just attune intuitionally with the energy signature of a master such as that. Let's just do that right now. I'm going to look at Mother Mary as the master healer that she was at her death. She had thousands coming physically and on the astral level for her to heal them, and she did.
Yes.
So let's just see her walking through these so-called wards with a vibration that is not of dis-ease, and seeing all the people match their vibrations with her and hers, and seeing ourselves match the vibration. In humility.
Yes.
She's saying, invite me to be in any setting you know of where there are people that supposedly have this virus, or that you've been told have the virus, or are carriers. Just invite me to go into those settings. This is actually what's meant by her foot on the serpent. I always thought that it was, I didn't like that image because I like, you know, serpents are friends and dragons are friends, but she's saying, well, it's a duality image, but she's got her foot on the serpent of the errant viruses, so to speak.
Okay, yes.
All right.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let her put
her foot on these errant, spliced together viruses that are flipping around like eels.
Yes.
And just see her calming them down, because they too have been created in horrific ways, hybrided. They're deeply unhappy. And they set out to go devour, you know. And so, on whatever level, whether it's the actual physical or through the fear, etheric, but they're set out to devour, right? And they're spliced, unhappy, just like any hybrid who did not have a choice. Just like any DNA when it's grafted with something else by a human mind that wasn't connected with spirit, it didn't really have a choice. It wasn't in a higher way. And so, just see her calming those beings down, calming the creature of this virus down. This is like Saint Margaret who tamed the dragon. What dragon exactly was that? Well, it's these things, these kinds of reptilian. Alrighty?
Yes.
So we can just say, calm, calm, calm yourself. Calm yourself. Disentangle. You know, because now this virus is set to survive. Right? Mm-hmm. And at any cost, you know. And again, whether it's through the fear meme or the physical meme or some strange combination of both, we're just calling Mother Mary to calm this dragon down, to calm this serpent reptilian down.
Yes.
And really love it into calmness and inertness. And see the spirit of its constituent parts to go out of any physicality that was created, just into the astral plane for healing and reintegration into the web of being in a humane way. So this is a good meditation for people to visualize Mother Mary with her foot on these things, calming them, inviting them to just disambiguate and go back into the astral, etheric, and integrate into the wholeness of reality. Because again, it's being presented as a warfare scenario, us versus this virus.
Yes.
When in fact, this is a living thing that's been created by some hand.
Yes.
And it's about consciousness communicating with it.
Yes.
I'm calling here also on the Pleiades, who they do have very high level spirit technologies to assist with this sort of thing, and they, along with Mother Mary, helped in my miracle healing. They brought a technology that I haven't talked about, but you know, when I asked Mother Mary about this, she's like, well, it takes a village to heal, you know, the level of what you had going on there. And you were tapped into a lot of resources, including people on the other side of the veil now, you know, who can be called in. So let's call in the Pleiades and the other friends of planet Earth. To calm down this virus, and I really invite everybody listening who's going to be listening to this, because I think this is a continuation, to be visualizing the same thing. And them taking their neutralizing technology and calming these things along with Mother Mary's foot. If it was created etherically, it can be dealt with etherically. And they have a technology to stop rampant cell multiplication, or DNA multiplication, which is what a virus is. And we see them disentangling any nanos that might have been connected with this biological material. So it's really all about both and, you know, the physical aspect of it, the etheric, which ultimately, you know, again, are one and the same, but we're having to deal with the two split, the duality of it.
Yes.
So and we're calling in the dragons to assist with the calming of these stolen, spliced energies from their domain. And they're saying, we will take this virus into the soil and decompose it. This is what happens when wizards get a hold of DNA. It's the most precious substance in existence. And there are many who work with it who are not qualified to do so. And there are those who work with it who are doing the bidding of other forces. We would say are not qualified, but are certainly skilled. And we must bring love even to them. So the more you can visualize these things, Mother Mary quelling it with her foot, the Pleiades calming it with their spirit technologies, the dragons digesting and composting these viral beings, spliced beings. The more you can visualize the viral spirit itself feeling the hail and call of the higher dimensions, and that they can have a reality that's better than what they're doing right now, and they will just leave the body of what they're in and go on to the highest level, the more you are helping. And so this is what you can do with your time when your busy events are canceled, for those who are hearing the call. Let the plants help you. Let the redwoods help you. Let the she help you, the fae. They're saying we would far rather like to see humans reduce their population through conscious conception. And conscious non-conception rather than through mass death. At the agenda of forces who are not in alignment with the natural world anyway. Bring in here the chant that is, may all worlds experience peace. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And with that prayer, we send our humble and heartfelt blessing out to the world, and this, that it may serve the greatest good of all, and that any part of it that is not in alignment with the highest good just dissolve. Blessed be.